USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional Democrats and the White House have agreed on a framework to pay for the $3.5 trillion social spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer making the announcement during a briefing with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A former Border Patrol chief is warning that the surge in illegal immigration is opening the door to terrorists. The letter from Rodney Scott says border security recommendations from experienced career professionals are being ignored. This as White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki updates us on the number of illegal immigrant Haitians who have been deported.
1,401 Haitian nationals have been returned to Haiti. 3,206 Haitian nationals have been moved from the Del Rio camp to CBP custody or to other sectors of the United States border to either be expelled via Title 42 if possible or placed into removal proceedings.
USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says extending the federal debt limit is not about future spending. The California Democrat calling it a tradition that usually receives bipartisan support.
It's quite appalling because when Republican presidents were there, we always had bipartisan support for that. We sent that bill over to the Senate. Depending on what happens there, we will keep government open by September 30th, which is our date.
Republicans are refusing to extend the debt limit, saying Democrats can do it on their own. Tropical Storm Sam is the latest named storm in the tropics. The National Hurricane Center saying it's the 18th named storm so far. Sam is expected to become a hurricane tomorrow and be near major hurricane status this weekend. The storm is too far out in the Atlantic to know what impact might be for Florida. Sam currently sits about 1,600 miles from the northern Leeward Islands in the Atlantic. USA Radio News.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
An emergency room physician is speaking out regarding natural immunity.
The FDA approved Pfizer's COVID vaccine for use in booster shots for those 65 and older, those at risk for serious disease, and those at a higher risk of infection because of their jobs. But many are still questioning the need for a booster, especially with rates of natural immunity from previous infection. Emergency room physician Dr. Darian Sutton tells ABC News that he still recommends those who have had COVID to get vaccinated because early studies have shown the combination provides very high levels of protection.
Does natural immunity exist? And I'll have to say, in short, it does. But there's a lot of issues around that. We've seen some preprint studies and studies that have yet to be peer-reviewed that have helped us to understand that those who have had a recent infection are unlikely to get reinfected. But we also know that those who have had natural infections have variability in their immune responses. And we also know that we don't officially have a test to confirm who is immune and who isn't. And we know that those who have been naturally infected and subsequently get vaccinated have the highest level of protection. So my recommendation stands, as for most of the doctors in America, is in our recommendation, which is that regardless of your past infection status, you should get vaccinated.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump wants an audit of the 2020 election in Texas. He sent a letter to Governor Greg Abbott today saying Texans want a real audit of last year's presidential election because they don't trust the election system. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.